This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Hour number two. Glad you're with us. Big night tonight. And so far, so good. So far, so good. We are kicking off our convention coverage. Kevin McCullough, I'm going to be broadcasting all next week from this same locale. We're going to have, Ashley will be back with me, actually, in the weekday show. Those of you that live in the New York area and get me on AM 970, you know that we have the Ladies of the After Hours, and Ashley is our Thursday contributor, but she also spends time with us here in the Ladies Lounge on Saturday nights. We've got a big, big lineup. In fact, the future mayor of New York, Michael Faulkner, the man who's an ex-New York Jet and running for the Republicans for the mayoralship of New York City, is going to sit down at the microphone with me. He's going to give me his perspective on everything we are seeing at the convention, and this should be rather interesting, because as a African-American Republican conservative from Manhattan, he's going to have a pretty distinct view on what's going on in the overall arc of the convention. So I'm looking forward to that. Michael will be with us. And then we've also got all the ladies of the After Hours. Gina Loudon's going to be with us. Alicia Krauss, Ashley Papa, Charmaine Yost. The only one who can't make it is Carol Markowitz, but we understand, and we are grateful that those who can will. We're also going to have some of the biggest names sitting down at the Kevin McCullough microphone, too, so you're not going to want to miss it. If you can't get us on a station near you for any of the daily broadcasts, go to TheBingeThinker.com. The show airs multiple times a day. You can stream it live from a number of options right there on the homepage. And, of course, 3 and 5 o'clock in New York every single day is where you can find us. And then 5 o'clock nationally on many stations as well. All right, Ashley Papa is back in the Ladies' Lounge. And, Ashley, Joe Piscopo was warning me to bring a gas mask this week. We don't really need that level of security, do we? Not in Cleveland.
I'm just bringing my guns. You know, my guns as in my fist. The muscles.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a tough girl from Jersey, so, you know, they're not going to mess with you.
You
beat them with your clipboard. Get away from me. I've got production to do.
Exactly. Just give them some Jersey attitude.
That's it. There's a reason why Jersey girls mean something. Okay, anyway, moving on. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Ashley Papa is the writer for AshleyPapa.com. That's her blog. She's also the relationship writer for Fox News Magazine, which you can find at magazine.foxnews.com. And she also is the host, the radio host, of Fox on Love, her weekly feature that's heard on dozens and hundreds of stations across the country, including this fine one here in New York, all weekend long on Fox News. And we talk about relationships every week, and one of the reasons why we do that is because they are the key to everything in life. And when I read at least the headline to her newest piece in Fox News Magazine, I was nodding my head in agreement. Ashley, we've danced around this topic for, what, 2 years now on the relationship segment? We've never talked about sex on the air. But just me saying that word, already I can tell 15 people just lean forward to listen in their car just a little more close. What is it about sex that just gets people so, I don't know, all of a sudden they're paying attention all of a sudden?
I think maybe because it helps us take our mind off other things in life.
And those other things are so boring.
Being compared to sex,
yes. Well, okay, so you've done some research. And there are 7 health benefits, according to the latest and greatest, there are 7 health benefits to having more sex. So this is good news. I mean, you know, I if you're, especially if you're really into your spouse, like, you know, the lovely bride, you know, there's a reason why I married her. I like her. And so this is all good news. So what are we talking about today? What are these seven health benefits?
Well, a lot of them have to do because of, you know, we've talked about all the chemicals that are involved when we do have sex. And those are all great chemicals, you know, that help us help our body in several ways. So, for example, sex is a natural mood lifter. You know, you're going to feel better naturally because of all the hormones that are produced when we do it.
So, you mean psychologically? This isn't necessarily a physical reaction. It actually improves the mental acuity and mood.
Right. Yes. So that's more of a psychological effect. It's also, in the same sense, a natural stress reducer.
Right.
So they say, you know, sometimes if you're stressed out because of your loved one, maybe the best way to solve a stressful matter is to have sex with them. Maybe that'll make you both feel better.
Well, I've not tried that approach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what I have found actually improves the best cure for stress reduction in my house is if I just do what I'm asked. Like, take out the garbage, clean the dishes, put the kids to bed at the right time, you know, don't burn the house down when she's out for the evening. You know, these types of things generally tend to reduce the stress. So I guess I've never needed to take that extra step. But I've heard that washing the dishes and also having sex can reduce stress. And I would recommend trying both. Like, if you're a guy and you want to and you'd like to really, you know, make your woman happy, try washing the dishes, try cleaning the kitchen, and try having sex. I think there's some merit to that.
Yeah, then you're making your wife happy, and like that saying goes, happy wife, happy life.
That's true.
Rules to live by, Kevin.
I agree with that completely. All right, so lower stress, better psychological mood. What's number three?
It's actually an immune booster as well, again, because of the chemicals produced when we have sex.
Wait a minute. So I'm actually fighting off disease better if I'm having sex?
Apparently.
Okay, you know, so the next time I get a cold and I got the sniffles, come here, sweetie. I want to kiss you. It just, shoot! This would be so cool.
Yes, just have your doctor write your prescription for more sex, Kevin.
Hey, babe, the doctor said, yeah, we got just, it's, you know, I got to do it. It's all for the health.
Doctor's orders. Right.
All right, number four.
It's a natural appetite suppressant, I think mainly because it gets your mind off of wanting to eat and being hungry.
Yeah.
So as I mentioned in my article, the experts say if you, you know, engage in this activity before dinner time, you'll likely eat less.
Really?
Yeah, you can try that out, too.
I had not heard that. That's an interesting thing. Okay, number five.
It's a natural body toner, basically because, you know, it is, you know, considered a workout. You burn calories doing it. You're using various muscles. So, you know, that's how it can be a form of exercise.
Yeah. I've actually heard that the amount of calories ranges, but it is fairly significant, like a few hundred to maybe just barely over 1,000.
Over 1,000.
I don't know. This is what somebody said.
Wow, it's like a whole day activity then, I think.
All right, so maybe it wasn't.
Moving on.
Maybe their information was bad at the time. Number six. Man, I'm blushing. This is why we don't talk about sex on relationship night.
Okay, number six. It's a natural memory booster. And
say what?
I think we've spoken about this, how sex helps build brain cells. And it has been studied that there's a connection between like increasing brain cells and improving memory, and which lessens the chance of oncoming dementia and that, those sorts of things.
That's amazing. But isn't this somewhat neutralized if sex becomes a traumatic thing? Like if lack of more tasteful terms, but like one night stands where the guy like abandons, isn't there like also like a default in the chemicals in the memory stuff that like is adverse? Like, isn't that why monogamous, long-term committed relationships where you're doing this is actually much better for you than the random change of, you know,
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, and I write most of my pieces, you know, in regards to this have to do with monogamous serious relationships. So, you know, obviously if you're sleeping around, I'm sure these don't apply, as it could probably make you more stressed out and decrease your mood as opposed to boost it if you're in a committed relationship.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Security, you know?
Okay, number seven.
So number seven, it gives you an actual facelift, and this, you know, they always talk about that glow, that, you know, the blush they talk about after you have sex. So it's kind of like a natural facelift, a natural blush for you.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it at that, actually, Ashley Papa. Thank you so much for the first little bit of the Ladies Lounge tonight. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you, friend. We are live from Cleveland for the beginning of convention season. It is the RNC kicking off on Monday, already here with a head start on the Saturday before the convention, and much more to come this hour. Kimberly Strassel will be with us from the Wall Street Journal. She's got a brand new book out that addresses the intimidation game and why politicians have gotten so good at intimidating us. But before anything else, we come back with more Ashley Papa in the Ladies Lounge. Kevin McCullough.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us. The Ladies Lounge is officially open, and Ashley Papa is my guest this hour.
Still cooling down from our last segment. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. If you would like to go back and re-listen, there's 7 health benefits to having more sex. And Ashley Papa just told us all about them, and it'll be on the podcast, so go get it after the show. TheBingeThinker.com, where we think clearly even about sex. Yes, clearly, that's what we think about. Okay, so, Ashley, who writes for AshleyPapa.com, that's her own personal blog. She's also the relationship writer for Fox News Magazine and the host of Fox on Love. We're going to get to what she's going to cover this weekend on the radio broadcast coming up. But, Ashley, there's a thing that you've posted on the website that is that deals with why men pull away. Now, just that title, I'm going to predict... when it goes through the Google and the S, is it the SEO or the CEO? What is that? What do they do?
It's yeah, SEO, I think.
Yeah, the SEO, the search engine optimization something. I think that that title alone, this is going to be one of your most read pieces ever, because every woman that's ever walked the planet has asked this question. Why do men pull away? So if you are giving the assertive answer for this, for all of human history... Actually, you're gonna be, they're gonna put your face on like Mount Rushmore or something. You're gonna be like a hero because you've uncovered this. Now, are you feeling confident about the piece?
Well, yes, but
no pressure. Just all of mankind watching.
Endless reasons. Can't list them all.
So what did you discover? Why do men pull away?
So, and this I interviewed men for the article, and these are some of the reasons that they gave me.
Wait, so you actually, and were they anonymous? Did they do it on the record? I mean, how did you go about talk about it?
Yeah, they were on the record. They're just some of the relationship experts or blog writers that I used in my articles, and I got them to weigh in as men, you know, who better to ask. And,
sure.
You know, I used one doctor for this.
But they're a little bit of a skewed group, because if their responsibility, their day job is relationships, then they kind of know, like, I don't know if that's, how accurate is that to the 30-year-old millennial that's, you know, in the bar down the street from the TV studio?
Well, they have friends, and they're not necessarily with somebody else. They, you know, could be pulling away for reasons given to me, and they're not admitting to it.
Okay. Well, having said that, what'd you find out?
Okay. So one reason is he wants space. This is common. Perhaps you know, both people jumped into the relationship.
That's such a lame answer.
I know.
That's such a lame. No, when guys tell me about that, I tell them you're about to break up with her.
Yeah.
Because,
well, you know, sometimes it's too much too fast for them, and then they realize. So
what does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, like, it all comes down to the
don't sleep with her. Don't try to entangle her heart. Like, just take her out on an innocent date if it's too fast for you. Don't get everything you want out of it and leave her out to, you know, out to fly in the wind out there. Like that.
Right.
That to me, that just is beyond the pale. Like, I'm sorry, but I figure guys give you this answer because that's okay. Anyway, I'm done. So he wants space. He wants quote unquote space.
Mm-hmm.
He needs his space. Okay, what's the next one?
Yeah. There's another woman.
Ding, 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 bing, 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 bing. Yes, you have won the $75,000 nickel prize in the slot machine.
Right. So this can be whether he's cheating or whether, you know, maybe it's not a committed relationship or he didn't agree to be exclusive yet. So maybe he's dating a few different people and he finally, you know, maybe he connects more with another woman So he's drifting further away from you.
And that speaks to the importance of how, of just how big of an issue it is that emotional and physical chemistry work together in your relationship, that it's not just built off of just one, like, because you're a whole person and you want to be connected in a holistic way to the other person.
Right. Next reason, he's not ready to commit. This kind of ties to the other one, you know. Maybe you're pushing for something deeper or long-term in the relationship, and he sees that, and he isn't, so he's going to back off a little bit.
Yeah. Of course, the honorable thing to do is just to say, I'm not sure about this relationship.
Right. You know.
But God forbid he opens his mouth and speaks.
Well, you know, it's a lot of passive aggressiveness, and they want to avoid conflict. So instead of talking about it, they just kind of pull away.
Yeah, which is your next point.
Right. He'd rather avoid confrontation. So maybe what we just talked about.
He's a pansy. These guys are pansies. They pull away because they're pansies. You could rewrite this column in one sentence. Men pull away because they are pansies, period.
Exactly. And next reason, he's turned off by something. So this can be, you know, maybe a bad habit that he realized that you have, maybe smoking or something along those lines, or it could be a viewpoint. Or
you don't clean your cat litter enough.
Yeah.
When he comes over for dinner.
You know, maybe he, you know, you're very conservative. He's very liberal, and he can't like ever agree with anything you think. So he's like backing off that way.
Ashley, of all the things you've ever written, I've probably never critiqued it more than that piece right there.
No.
But I think you are way too easy on the guys in that whole piece. I think you let them off the hook way too easy. I'm just saying.
Well, I have to keep my writing, you know, I have to leave out the cursing and calling them pansies and all that stuff. I can't really write that way.
And maybe you could, but maybe not have as many readers. Okay, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, having said that, Ms. going easy on the guys, not giving them, not making them be fully accountable. What's coming up on Fox on Love this weekend?
So this weekend on Fox on Love, I'm talking about how you properly break up with somebody. So. Say you've been mulling it over for a while and you finally realize you want to break up with this person, how to probably go about it, you know, with not texting, not ghosting, you know, being, you know, doing this like in person, doing it gently and directly. So that's what I get into.
And what's the major point?
Well, the major point is to
own it.
You know, yeah, own it. You know, speak from, you know, the heart and speak about your feelings. Don't say you need a break or you still want to be friends when you really don't, you know, you really don't want to keep leading your partner on.
Yeah.
You know, it's over.
Well, this ties into the last piece we just talked about. And guys, I'm going to tell you how to do it. Here's how you do it. Babe, I'm just not that into you. And I think it's time for us to go separate ways.
Yep.
May not be what she wants to hear, but it would be liberating on some level. Anyway, Ashley, we're out of time. You're doing such a good job, lady. Keep it up. And we'll see you next week in person in Cleveland.
Thanks, Kevin. Have a good weekend.
You too. And we'll see you on, I guess it's Wednesday of this week that you'll be with us. Anyway, thank you, Ashley. Now, coming up next, we continue live from Cleveland, Ohio. The site of the Republican National Convention. Convention coverage 2016 is underway. And Kimberly Strassel, writer for the Wall Street Journal, will join me. We're going to talk about the intimidation game and how the left is using it to try to win its war in the American mind for public opinion. We're going to talk about it. It's Kevin McCullough. It's a very interesting preview of Cleveland 2016, the RNC rolling into town. A lot of my talk radio colleagues also checking in and milling around as well. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Stay with us live from Cleveland next.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household, 50 United States only.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything: your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Our house band, the Hot Sardines, sounding great tonight back in New York. But Kevin McCullough live on location tonight. We're coming to you from Cleveland, Ohio. We've got such a powerful set of broadcast days lined up for you. And if you don't get my daily show, check it all out every day at TheBingeThinker.com. TheBingeThinker.com. We will be Facebook living, we will be blogging, we will be broadcasting, and TheBingeThinker.com, the home for all of it. Now, Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal, welcome to Cleveland. Glad you're here.
Hello.
I catch you often on the Fox News Sunday broadcast as well. You enjoy doing that?
Yeah, it's always a lot of fun. Always fun down at Fox.
Chris Wallace likes to get you guys to mix it up a bit. Let me ask you about 2016. Did you imagine at the beginning of the cycle that it was going to end up where it is now?
No, this is the craziest political season I have ever covered. I have now officially given up making any predictions or even trying to make any analysis of anything because I'm not sure that any of the rules any longer apply.
And how do you then even try to thumbnail your strategy for coverage or even attempting to comprehend the day-to-day back and forth between the campaigns? I mean, you literally have so much fact-checking and so much unexpected that bumps in the way. It's got to be a very exciting time at the same time.
It is. Exciting because I think the way you end up covering a race like this is that you give in to the fact that none of the normal rules apply, right? And that's what you often do when you're covering politics is you look at how campaigns have been run in the past and you measure this one compared to that and you think you have a pretty good sense when a candidate says something dumb or if they say something, give a good speech, how that will play or how that will matter. None of that is working this time. So I think you give up trying to hold on to that formula, and instead you embrace the fact that all kinds of new rules are being set this time, and the fun stuff is to cover that. You know, look at Donald Trump, and what does all this free media mean for him? It helped him in the primary. Will it help him in the general? You know, you look at Hillary Clinton and some of the scandals she's dealing with. Is that something that's going to resonate? How does it work with Bernie voters? So it's. I think you go with the flow.
Do you anticipate that these candidates have shown us all their cards, or do you expect a few more surprises along the way?
Oh, lots more surprises. We're used to campaigns not necessarily telling the whole truth and spinning. But we've got a problem now, and that government is doing the same thing. So, you know, Hillary Clinton was former Secretary of State. There were numerous rules and regulations making her so that she was supposed to keep a record of all of her business in that position so that the citizenry had the ability to look at what she'd done at her time in office. And she flouted them. Yeah. You know, we have an administration that censored a transcript last week from what happened down in the Orlando shooting. You know, we've got the Benghazi report coming out today, and one of the findings in that was that the prior State Department investigation into this was influenced by Cheryl Mills, and it was supposed to be independent, but it turns out that Hillary Clinton's former aide was helping basically write that report. So you can't trust what's coming out of government, and that's very difficult to deal with as well, too.
Well, especially when it's supposed to be accountable to the people. We're speaking with Kimberly Strassel, who is a member of the Wall Street Journal editorial board, and you see her on Fox News Sunday and other television outlets, but she's also a book author. The Intimidation Game is the new book, and we're going to get into some of the details of that momentarily. It's how the left is silencing free speech, and man, if there's ever been a time when it's been obvious that they are, it's the days we live in right now. Kimberly, let me ask you, the Benghazi, the emails, the issue of as you mentioned, the Obama team censoring, to what degree they're going to allow even ISIS to be mentioned in a simple federal investigation report. This was supposed to be, this Democratic Party and these people promised us that they were going to be the most transparent elected officials we'd ever had. What's our recourse on this?
Yeah, I mean, this is a real problem. We have to call it out because this has been the least transparent administration I think this nation has had in decades and decades. And you know, some of these fictions are still going on today. It's not just the lines that they've had or the censoring, the actions they've taken, but the kind of lines they put out as well, too. I mean, to this day, this White House claims that what happened in the IRS targeting scandal was just a couple of line agents at the IRS in Cincinnati who didn't understand the law and made some boneheaded errors.
That's still their current position on it?
That is their position, even though, and you mentioned my book, The Intimidation Game, that is, I'm kind of proud. I think it's the first real story of really what happened there. And we know that's a total lie. It's just a lie.
Of course it is. Kimberly Strassel, my guest, Wall Street Journal. Friends, stay with us. Back from
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Live from, not New York, but from Cleveland tonight, getting ready for a big week of broadcasts for the GOP. So thank you so much for joining us, and thank you, Kimberly Strassel, for joining us as well. Final few minutes of our conversation.
I talk to people you write on a daily basis, but the power of the pen and the microphone still has some sway with it, but some of our colleagues are committed to these fictions, as you called them. There is a certain complicitness with our industry that says to the average American, you don't have the right to know what the real facts are.
Yeah, and they excuse it because, you know, I give Democrats and liberals some credit for this. You know, one of the reasons that they have kind of gotten away with this at the IRS is that they continue to say, well, you know, these nonprofits are really shady and they should be in politics and this is all about dark money and clean elections. Okay, if you go and read what actually happened there, it's not really, but it's a very good line. And I think a lot of our colleagues in the media agree with that to a certain extent. They kind of buy the whole dark money, you know, we're just out to, the IRS was just doing a good thing here, trying to clean up elections. And I think that makes it harder as well to get them to really focus on what happened.
Yeah. You cover a wide range of speech-related issues, starting with Citizens United. You cover the IRS conservative nonprofit debate. You take a look at some of the stuff that Bob Bauer did, which I think is going to be surprising to some of my listeners, and also what citizen activists and scientists and so forth in Wisconsin have dealt with, along with attorneys general in New York and California, and even the politicization of government agencies. I want to get into some of all of this, but Kimberly, if you had the chance to wave a wand and to fix something that might begin to immediately, I don't know, return normalcy or decency to the issue of speech, what would be your biggest desire at this moment in time?
So I think, one is to get people to speak out because, you know, it's present in the word, intimidation. These tactics are done and everyone needs to understand to discourage people from continuing to actively debate. And, you know, this is absolutely antithetical to our Constitution. Our founders wanted there to be faction set upon faction. Those are the words that they use. They wanted more voices in the political arena, and they believe that, I mean, that's why the First Amendment is the First Amendment, because they knew that if you have free speech, you couldn't have a tyranny, you couldn't have, you know, had a better chance of society evolving and thriving. So it would be to speak out. I think we also need to rethink our disclosure laws. Disclosure sounds really good to many people on the face of it, transparency. And let me say, like, disclosure can be very good. The problem in this country is it's been turned on our head. It's the whole regime has been turned on its head. Like, if you just mentioned Hillary Clinton, disclosure is supposed to be about the citizenry being able to keep tabs of what happens in government and in campaigns. But instead, we have a government that's become incredibly good at evading that and not having to turn over the records and information that they're supposed to keep. Instead, disclosure has been turned as a weapon against citizens. It's now government and activists who can track everything that Americans support through their financial contributions. So one of the stories in my book, for instance, is out in California, people who supported the Prop 8 initiative on traditional marriage, the activists went, took their names off of financial disclosure lists and their addresses, put them on a searchable, walkable map so that people could go neighborhood to neighborhood to target their, quote, opponents. And the people who ended up on that map had their cars keyed and their windows broken. They had flash mobs show up in front of their small businesses and not allow customers to get in. They had threatening voicemails and threatening emails. Some of them even lost their jobs, like Brendan Eich of Mozilla, although there were many, many more than that. So they got these through disclosure laws, and we now have several Democratic attorney generals who, for that specific purpose, are trying to force nonprofits in their states to have to disclose who support them. And that is currently protected under federal law, so there are lawsuits about this. But we just, as a country, we need to not, obviously there needs to be some disclosure to make sure that there isn't corruption, but I think we need to rethink that whole regime and the level at which people aren't still provided some anonymity so that they don't end up the targets of these attacks.
Yeah. Well, it seems like whistleblowers are often made to be the bad guys. And, the whole purpose of why they blow the whistle is because something wrong's being done. And
exactly.
It's just completely backwards. We're speaking with Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal, and she, of course, writes the Potomac Watch column. Her new book is called Intimidation Game, and I encourage you to get it, How the Left is Silencing Free Speech. It takes a look at how government intimidation and political bullying are giving us the current culture and society that we live in. And, Kimberly, there's this kind of one, if you talk to people on the left, there is this one court case that just gives them all kinds of heartburn. and you say the words Citizens United. And if I even remember correctly, didn't the president make a snide remark in the State of the Union that got Justice Alito up in arms about this? I mean, this is one of those cases where nobody on the left, the progressive, elitist, enlightened left, believes that should have ever gone the way it did. Your assessment of that as you deal with it in the book?
Yeah, this court case is, in fact, essential to the book and the intimidation game that I'm writing about, because that's basically when it starts. What happens was the Supreme Court issues this ruling and allows all kinds of people who had been exiled, in essence, from elections back into the process. It said these campaign finance laws, by the way, I call them speech laws, have been piled up just too high.
Well, let's slow down to go fast. Explain what you mean for my listeners that are not, you know, politicos.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. So here's my argument. I mean, the left likes to say that, you know, money in politics is bad, and I think that's completely bogus. Money is a proxy for speech, okay? And
yeah,
just a very simple way to explain this to anyone who still doesn't buy it, just, and I think it proves the point very easily. If you told me you wanted to go run for the presidency, and I said, that sounds great, and you can only use $50, I think that the two of us could agree that you would have a very difficult time getting your message out to 300 million Americans. So once you acknowledge that money does, in a way, allow speech, it provides for speech, then, you know, you have to come to the natural conclusion that when you put restrictions on money, you are denying speech.
Hey, Kimberly, it's been so great to have you with us. Please come back sometime.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Again, wonderful. The name of the book is The Intimidation Game, Kimberly Strassel, and The Wall Street Journal is where you read her on the Potomac Watch. It's been great to have you. Kimberly, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
In the final few minutes coming up, we'll give you a continued preview of what's going on here in Cleveland this week. But Kevin McCullough saying thank you. Thank you for joining us tonight. Thank you for being with us as we have kicked off Republican coverage, our coverage of the Republican convention, decision 2016, most important election of our lifetime. Kevin McCullough from Cleveland, next.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I need your love.
All right, live from New York, Kevin McCullough. Final few minutes on Radio Night Live tonight. It's been a tumultuous week, not unlike previous week, but this week the violence not nearly as centered in the United States, so I guess there is some thanks to be had there. But, you know, we're watching what's going on across the country. We're watching what's going on around the world. And we see that governments are frail, right? So we've seen ISIS topple the powers in Syria and Iraq with some pretty fast military might. Looks like their power in that region may be dropping. And we've seen the rise of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and now in Turkey, and also those governments fall because they tried to autocratically turn people into, you know, Islamists, when in reality those cultures, even as ancient and as rigid as some might say they are, they long for representative government. They long to have their voice heard. They long to be self-determining. So it's interesting to me that as the stuff is calming down in Turkey, or at least it looks like it is, that there's a certain degree of the world's going to be okay and we're moving on, because the military is saying we actually want to stop the terrorists from coming through our borders. We actually don't want an Islamist nation. We like Turkey being a part of the West. We like them having a say in NATO, for example. And we like the opportunity for our people to determine for themselves what they want to do. And when you compare that to the really strict worldview that we are opposing, that would tell people to take a delivery truck, lie to the police, tell them that they are delivering ice cream for children, as the man in Nice did when he got to the checkpoint. He said, "I've got ice cream delivery for children." And once he's inside the promenade, jumped the curb, killing dozens, almost 100 people, injuring 200 additional. Many dozens of those still clinging to life tonight. Friends, it makes you appreciate. All of this makes me appreciate being here in Cleveland, understanding the great exercise that our representative republic goes through to ensure that we have a say in what happens. It makes me appreciate, as flawed as our system is, as horrible as our candidates might even be, that we live in a land of extraordinary blessing. We live in a place where we get to have a voice and a say in what kind of laws we want passed and what types of expectations we have of those who represent us. So friends, this week you're going to see a lot of crazy fireworks from Cleveland. But when you compare it to the other headlines of every day, I'm hoping that you'll do what I've already done. And that is take a little minute, take some inventory and say, how much worse would it be if we were somewhere else? Truly, we have much to be grateful for. Kevin McCullough, couldn't be happier than to have you with us. Thank you for joining us as we kicked off our convention coverage from Cleveland. Much more to come Monday through Friday. Check out all of it at TheBingeThinker.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.